my dear fellow listeners to Republic Broadcasting Network. Please continue supporting us, and we thank you for it, however you can. And this is yours truly, Myrrh, and our chat room is number 4, yourstrulymyrrh.chatango.com. Today is the 21st of April in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2024, and maybe more. And I want to offer a little prayer to get started and then see if we can squeeze in here all these clips as much as possible. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us all the time, dear Lord. Please keep our connections good and help me deliver this message so it benefits others. In Jesus' name, amen. So we can go ahead and get started. Oh, well, let me tell you, I guess give a little background might be nice, huh? Yeah. So what we're going to hear here first, that it will take up probably the first hour at least here, is The Greatest Show on Earth from 2023. And this is Good Lion Films at Rumble. This powerful documentary from Good Lion Films, produced and written by Nick Alvear, shares the cabal takedown from the 2016 election to the capitulation tour of President Donald J. Trump. COVID-19, the 2020 election, Joe Biden's funeral, J6 setup, and how the continuity of government through the current events taking place will usher in the greatest time ever known on Earth. So you really need to see this, but I think we can get a pretty coherent picture from the audio. And it's kind of based on the Law of War and Derek Johnson's work, some of it. And if we get to the second part, which I hope we will, is from John B. Wells interviewing Mike King from last night. And it's kind of along the same ideas that this is a movie we're watching right now. So if you want to go ahead and start that, Sam.
Trump is still commander-in-chief, despite the 2020 election results. And the clues are left in military laws and orders, such as the Military Justice Act, Executive Order 13818, 13848, 13912, and many more. When Trump became president, he would need the aid of the world to eradicate the swamp effectively. And to get this sort of power, he used white male in order to give corrupt countries and individuals the chance to do the right thing. We had everything. All the documents to prove the human rights violations they had committed, including voter fraud. There has been so much confusion in the truther community regarding Donald Trump. Is he a white hat? Is he a black hat? Are we all being deceived by the great deceiver? What do you think Obama was? The moment presidential power was lost by the deep state in D.C., the military, the Alliance of World Generals, and U.N. Security Council understood they had 4 years to set the groundwork for the plan that would ultimately drain the swamp and free the world from a future of tyranny under a one-world government. What so many fail to realize or give importance to are the details that show exactly how Trump, through executive orders and laws, took the necessary steps to protect our democratic republic, and more importantly, expose and eradicate the deep state that had been growing like a cancer throughout the world. The U.S. was placed under the crown with the 1871 Organic Act. The bar was quickly established thereafter, and what we know as the U.S. Democratic Republic became a corporation. What the military and Trump are doing now is bankrupting and dismantling that corporation. It may or may not have crossed your path, the famous capitulation tour, where Trump toured the world and met with every superpower and was given a royal display of submission by each one. What would make each superpower submit to Donald Trump? Well, we had everything. Black hats use blackmail, and white hats use white male, where the latter uses information to force people into wrongdoing. The former uses information to give the chance of right doing. So what if I told you Donald Trump is still commander-in-chief? I can hear loads of people thinking, of course he is. The election was rigged. You are correct, but it goes much deeper than that. I can also hear a crowd of you thinking, well, no, he's not president. And if he is, explain everything. Explain Biden's presidency. Explain the vaccine. Explain why this is happening. There is a big difference between president and commander-in-chief. This film is for believers, and primarily for the doubters. The information to be presented can be verified via military executive orders and laws. That means this film isn't purely theoretical. Its majority is based in fact. It's based upon documentation that derives from .gov and .mil websites. This allows viewers to continue their research after the seeds of this film have been planted. Don't just blindly believe what is to be shown here. Let it guide you. By doing your own research, you will earn the reward of understanding and will be better able to explain this to your peers. And the hope you had forgotten will return in greater strength than ever before. So buckle up and enjoy the ride. By the end, you will realize why they say this is the greatest show on earth. To really understand current events, it's important to first get a grasp on the past. The Organic Act of 1871. On February 21st, 1871, the 41st Congress passed legislation entitled An Act to Provide a Government for the District of Columbia. This is known as Act of 1871. By this action, and with no constitutional authority, a separate form of government and constitution was created for the 10 square miles of land known as the District of Columbia, or Washington, D.C. Incorporated. The original U.S. Constitution was entitled the Constitution for the United States of America. The Act of 1871 changed that title to read the Constitution of the United States of America. By changing the title and the capitalization of the Constitution, the people were removed from this new constitution. This new constitution serves only for the corporation of the United States and not for the people of America. The people now have no rights or freedoms, no ownership of property, no right to travel, no right to marry, no right to do business. They are only debt slaves who must serve the corporation. Slaves have no rights, only privileges and permission to live on their master's property. Should they try in any way to use the corporate constitution, they will be charged with criminal trespass because they are not a party to this private contract entitled the Constitution of the United States of America. Our Constitution explicitly states that no citizen shall pay any direct tax to the federal government. Why are the citizens in all our sovereign states forced to pay federal income tax, which is collected by a foreign corporation of England called the Internal Revenue Service, the IRS? Our Constitution explicitly states that our currency is to be backed fully by gold and silver, and that our banking system is to be under control of the Treasury of the United States of America and the Congress. Why is it that I cannot receive gold or silver coin for my currency at my bank? Why does our paper money say Federal Reserve Note and not gold or silver certificate as it once did? Why are our banks called Federal Reserve Banks and not U.S. Treasury Banks? Why is the Federal Reserve Bank system owned by a British foreign corporation and controlled by the 13 most wealthy families of our world?
The strength of a nation's currency is based on the strength of that nation's economy. And the American economy is by far the strongest in the world. Accordingly, I have directed the Secretary of the Treasury to take the action necessary to defend the dollar against the speculators. I have directed Secretary Connally to suspend temporarily the convertibility of the dollar into gold or other reserve assets, except in amounts and conditions determined to be in the interest of monetary stability and in the best interest of the United States.
Do you understand? This is why you are charged fees to travel, to marry, to do business, or even visit corporate parks. Do you understand why you must pay income tax, bank interest, and lose all your collateral in foreclosure? Do you understand why you lose in court? Why your family has no privacy or security? And why the feds are all over the 50 states? The deep state blossomed in Washington, D.C. For over 100 years, it's become a nest bed for highly corrupt, power-seeking individuals, all working for the 13 most wealthy families in the world. This is the swamp. Draining the swamp that's been growing for over 100 plus years requires a multi-layered operation that, in order for it to be pulled off, it can't look obvious. It's done behind the scenes and requires a lot of thought, planning, organization, and most importantly, time. Why is it taking so long? Have you ever heard of Stockholm Syndrome? It's a condition in which hostages develop a psychological bond with their captors. We are those hostages. The brainwash of 100 plus years has a large portion of the public willing to fight for their captors. To prevent civil upheaval, the operation to take down the deep state had to include the eradication of years of brainwashing propaganda from the collective human psyche.
How dare you!
Thankfully, many are awake. And as of 2023, many more are awakening. Therefore, this operation isn't going to be published on the news. Not yet, at least. But knowing all this allows us to read in between the lines regarding current events, which include military executive orders, national emergencies, Trump's capitulation tour, COVID-19, and January 6th. They don't call this the Great Awakening for nothing.
Okay, was that the 10 minutes, huh? I guess. Okay, and if you move it on up to the 16 minute 9 second, yeah, it's the next one. And I really would have wanted to play the whole thing. Like I said, you really need to watch it yourself. And the link's in the chat room, and it will be in the description with the archives, too. And there's another really good one after this that won't be hearing from today, but it's called The Fight of the Brunson Brothers. You know, they played the trumpets, and they played the Flight of the Bumblebee, but they have dug in to all this lawfare, and their case is still pending before the Supreme Court, so... If you want to start that next part, please, Sam.
Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning. Because today, we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another, or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
Okay, that was the scene at the inauguration, Trump's inauguration, when every member of the different services came up behind him and he made that announcement. If you want to go ahead and get the next one ready and we'll listen to it.
The Law of War Manual, June 12th, 2015. The Law of War Manual is the Department of Defense's war manual. It was signed on June 12th, 2015. It's a combination of military and federal lawyers who took the Libre Code of 1863, Geneva Conventions, Hague Conventions, Nuremberg Trials, the Law of War Manuals from the United Kingdom, Canada, Germany, and Australia, and all the strengths of those to strengthen the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which is military law. The Golden Escalator. In the moments before his announcement, Trump came down the Golden Escalator at Trump Tower prior to announcing his run for president. What are the odds of that, just 4 days after the Law of War Manual was passed? Don't feel it growing. Military Justice Act of 2016 was the Supreme Court clarifying military laws and courts are separate from civil laws and courts. It clarifies military personnel are different from civil. Federal Continuity Directive 1, January 17, 2017. The Federal Continuity Directive 1 was signed 3 days before Donald Trump took office. Looking into the appendix, it defines devolution and reconstitution. To help you understand further, we must understand devolution, also known as reconstitution. Devolution. Devolution is a component of continuity planning that establishes procedures to transfer statutory authority and responsibilities from an organization's primary operating staff and facilities to another designated staff and one or more facilities for the purpose of sustaining essential functions. Devolution may be temporary or may endure for an extended period. A devolution plan is activated upon the threat of or in response to a catastrophic emergency that either renders the organization's primary leadership and operating staff unavailable or leaves them incapable of sustaining essential functions from primary facilities. Reconstitution. Reconstitution is the final phase of a continuity event, the process by which surviving and/or replacement personnel resume normal operations and may occur at any designated location that provides the staff, facilities, and systems necessary to sustain essential functions. Just prior to the signing of Federal Continuity Directive 2 on June 13, 2017, the directive that would actually implement the continuity of government and so much more, Trump embarked on an international tour, famously known as the Capitulation Tour.
Okay, I want to move it up to the 2117. Now you can see how this is getting started with the Capitulation Tour and all the different countries and heads of state he went to. And then they'll have some more after that are the submission tour. So if you want to go ahead and play that, Sam.
For Trump to be the only U.S. president to be involved in a Saudi Arabia sword dance is pure symbolism. This was symbolic of going to war together. The history and significance of sword dancing is important to note. The most common arda in Saudi, called the Najdi Arda, initially performed by Arab warriors in the central Najd region of Saudi before meeting their enemies on the battlefield. Sword dancing was a way for the men to display their weaponry and show their heroic spirit. The Najdi Arda also recalls the battles led by King Abdulaziz Al Saud, the founder of Saudi Arabia. Trump came to Saudi with folders displaying the military had everything on their corruption. The only way out of their heinous crimes was to bend the knee to the U.S. and to capitulate, a vow to bring down the New World Order together. And what better way of showing their submission than with an honorable sword dance? Having Saudi Arabia on board meant the first side of the Deep State Pyramid had collapsed. 2 days later, Trump would go to Israel to do the same. Israel, May 22, 2017. On Monday, May 22nd, President Trump arrived in Israel and was welcomed by President Rivlin. Shortly after arriving, President Trump and Rivlin delivered remarks. Most importantly, President Rivlin proclaimed,
"America is back in the area. America is back again."
Israel publicly submitted by allowing the U.S. to move our embassy to Jerusalem and with our military protection. And to this day, Saudi Arabia and Israel are still getting along. Make note that Trump visited the Wailing Wall just prior to Israel moving their embassy. If you've ever heard people falsely claim Trump a Jesuit, this is where the false interpretation comes from. Many researchers are short-sighted. It makes them lazy, and they pause their ambitious research at this wall. Pun intended. They judge the trees, but not the forest, therefore misunderstanding. This was a massive goal in the capitulation tour. What comes next, just 2 days later, is the most important stop of the entire tour. The Vatican.
Yeah, now that
Trump left Israel and flew straight to Rome, May 24th, 2017. Pope Francis would now be shown concrete evidence of human trafficking provided by the new coalition of U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Israel. Red lines were drawn in the sand at Rome. The outcome? The Pope submitted to the U.S. publicly in this famous picture.
The Pope wasn't happy. You should find the picture of him visiting the Pope. It took 650 planes to remove our gold from the Vatican Bank.
Think he's always frowning like that? Have a look when Pope Francis was visited by Obama. That same day, Trump flew to visit NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and the EU, the European Union. May 25th, 2017. The EU is a unique and essential partner for NATO, as the two organizations share a majority of members, have common values, and face similar threats and challenges. EU leaders publicly submitted when Trump walked in late like a boss. Because now, we had everything. Trump truly was their boss. Both the EU and NATO now realized they have it all, and were instructed to stand down on Brexit and pay more for NATO. Now with the Middle East and European powers of the pyramid submitting, a monumental move forward could happen. That move was the implementation of the continuation of government.
Okay, if you want to move it up to the next one, I think that's 27 minutes, 6 seconds, right? The next one. That seemed longer than 5 minutes. That was good. There's so much in there, too. And if everyone will remember the sword dance and, you know, all the bad press, of course, from the Jews News. And Roxanne who, in Texas, who used to call in sometimes and told us about this. She had lived over there for a while and working with these people and knew what some of the symbolism was. And she told us more about the UK and stuff, too, that we're going to hear about, too. So if you want to start that for the next one.
Functions. In short, FCD2 provides the implementation protocols for the continuation of government and so much more. Just 4 months later, after getting wind of what Trump was doing, the deep state cabal tried to strike back. The Las Vegas Massacre, October 1st, 2017.
In a matter of seconds, a country music festival turned tragic, a storm of gunfire raining down upon an innocent crowd.
Q Post 117 implied that they tried to take out the new Saudi Arabian crown prince, Bin Salman, who was a good guy in this film. The evil villain? The former Saudi Arabia crown prince, Al-Walid. It was during the Las Vegas battle that he was neutralized. Al-Walid just happened to control Twitter. Now, we control Twitter, or X. Contrary to what I believed in the past, this points to Elon being a white hat. It's pretty obvious when you pay attention to what he's saying.
Elon, you tweeted this thing about George Soros. Well, I'm looking for it because I want to make sure I quote it properly. But, I mean, you know what you wrote, but you basically...
It reminds me of Magneto. This is like, you know, calm down, people. This will smart, like, get a federal case out of it.
You also find out, you said he wants to erode the very fabric of civilization and Soros hates humanity. Like, when you do something like that, do you
think
about...
that's true. That's my opinion.
Okay, but why share it? Why share it? Especially because, I mean, why share it when people who buy Teslas may not agree with you? advertisers on Twitter may not agree with you. Why not just say, hey, I think this. You can tell me. We can talk about it over there. You can tell your friends. But why share it widely?
I mean, this is freedom of speech. I'm allowed to say what I
want. You absolutely are. But I'm trying to understand why you do, because you have to know it's got a... It puts you in the middle of the partisan divide in the country. It makes you a lightning rod for criticism. I mean, do you like that? People today saying he's an anti-Semite. I don't think you are.
No, I'm definitely. I'm like a pro-Semite, if anything.
I believe that probably is the case.
Yes.
Why would you even introduce the idea that would be the case?
We don't want to make this a George Soros interview.
No, God, no. I don't want to at all. But I'm trying. Even came up though in the annual meeting. I mean. You know, do your tweets hurt the company? Are there Tesla owners who say, I don't agree with his political position because he shares so much of it? Or are there advertisers on Twitter that Linda Yaccarino will come and say, you got to stop, man. Or, you know, I can't get these ads because of some of the things you tweet.
You know, I'm reminded of there's a scene in The Princess Bride. Great movie.
Great movie.
Where he confronts the person who killed his father. And he says, offer me money. Offer me power. I don't care.
The Las Vegas massacre was a key event, as Trump saved bin Salman's life, as intel had shown Prince al-Walid was planning to assassinate him. As we mentioned before, we had everything. Now bin Salman owes his life to Trump, which led to the Saudi government overthrow, October 24th, 2017.
All right, so we begin in Saudi Arabia, where Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has detained some of the most high-profile members of the royal family. And that includes former Crown Prince Mohammed bin Nayef, as well as Prince Ahmed bin Abdul Aziz Al Saud, and the younger brother of the Saudi king. All suggests that they have both been accused of treason. The Saudi guards have also arrested one of Mohammed bin Nayef's brothers. They're now likely to be under the threat of life imprisonment or possible execution. Both could have rivaled Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the throne if King Salman dies.
Quite a surprising move here by Prince Mohammed. Most of all, this arrest or detainment of al-Walid. What does this mean for... Let's tackle al-Walid first. He's being detained. We're not exactly sure where. But what does this exactly mean for him and Kingdom Holding?
23 days later, one side of the pyramid fell completely when Saudi Prince al-Walid was arrested by Mohammed bin Salman. This happened just 3 weeks after the Las Vegas massacre. Prince al-Walid owns the top floors of the Mandalay Bay. Intel points to Trump being in Vegas that night, and a few weeks later, the Saudi government gets overthrown. Now the capitulation tour would continue as Trump made his way to Asia for a 13-day five-nation tour.
All right. I guess about time for a bottom-of-the-hour break, so that's good timing, but...
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Try to get it all in here, I thank you for not calling in today, because I'd like to get it in as much as possible, like when I played Dr. Day's Bible studies, rather than having it be interrupted. And then especially for those people that can't go online and don't want to or whatever, they still can get the gist of the whole program I'm trying to share with you. I found it very interesting, and I thank you, Merker, for sending it to me. And she, like many of you and maybe myself, questioned, you know, its validity, but it's a very interesting take. And he did do all these trips, so what was going on? So, Sam, if you want to roll the next beautiful bean footage.
November 8th to 10th, 2017. Trump then flies to China at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping to meet and dine in the Forbidden City. Trump became the first foreign leader to ever dine in the Forbidden City since the founding of modern China. This is a massive act of submission. Remember, Xi Jinping had already visited Trump at Mar-a-Lago for a few days in spring 2017. It's evident China wanted to rid itself of the deep state as well. Two days later, on November 12th, 2017, Trump visits Vietnam. Trump then heads to Vietnam to get Southeast Asian leaders to submit, including Singapore and the Philippines. Trump is placed in the honor position to the right of the Vietnam leader as proof of submission. At the core of it all, it's about stopping trafficking. Philippines submit. On the Council of Foreign Relations website, Joshua Kurlansik writes on Trump and Philippines president having a bromance. He points to Trump making human rights a low priority in Southeast Asia. Joshua writes, "The Philippine president seems to appreciate a U.S. leader who has made human rights a low priority in Southeast Asia and who thus has mostly ignored any criticism of Duterte's undermining of the rule of law. Indeed, the Trump administration has downplayed human rights in all aspects of U.S. foreign policy, including bilateral meetings with foreign leaders and funding for rights and democracy programs within the U.S. government, among other areas." Trump extended his stay to attend another summit, and this marked the end of the Asia tour. And with no coincidence, the Trump administration executive orders, particularly on human rights violations, appeared just 1 month later. Donald John Trump would declare a national emergency with respect to serious human rights abuse and corruption around the world. Before we explore Executive Order 13818, it's best to take a minute to understand what an executive order actually is. Being that only 32% of Americans can accurately name all three branches of government, knowing the importance and meaning of an executive order is imperative, as the coming executive orders of late 2017 and 2018 and beyond are the framework, the blueprint, that has allowed monumental action to take place in taking down the deep state.
Okay. If you want to get it ready for 3842, or if we're already there, but it's interesting because that was what I have Sam skipping here are the screens where they're not saying anything, but these are in acts, and there's eight acts in this film. And in that one, he talked about the five Asian countries that were visited, and both of the Koreas and Japan, and I kind of skipped over that. So you really need to see the whole thing yourself. It's a beautiful film, well made. But what I really liked was when they went to China, Melania and the Donald, that that was the year of the dog. And they are both born in the year of the dog, as is Barron. And I put that information in Jamie Kelso's chat room. Somebody else had made for him there. And I think I told him that on air, too. I found that fascinating because that kind of thing is important in China. And dogs born in the year of the dog are loyal. Okay, so if you want to go ahead and start the next one, Sam.
Executive Order 13818, December 20th, 2017. By Executive Order 13818, the President declared a national emergency with respect to serious human rights abuse and corruption around the world, and pursuant to the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, which is 50 U.S. Code 1701, took related steps to deal with the unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States. A national emergency is a situation in which a government is empowered to perform actions not normally permitted. The 1976 National Emergencies Act implemented various legal requirements regarding emergencies declared by the President of the United States. Setting an executive order with a national emergency is a very big deal. This executive order was solely based at its core a means to stop the massive human rights violations around the world. As the year ends, Trump begins 2018 with a continuation of the capitulation tour. Davos, Switzerland, January 26th, 2018. As we enter 2018, the world leaders understand the plan, and average U.S. citizens are waking up to Q. Trump flies into the lion's den at Davos, Switzerland, with Soros present. All the largest global CEOs and bankers submit to Trump at Davos, and you can see Trump has been given the seat of honor right in the center. The CEOs and bankers understood what you understand now. They knew the U.S. was under military control, and to survive, they had to play ball. Trump stated, "The world is witnessing the resurgence of a strong and prosperous America." And just 2 months after, on a Trump-approved submission trip, Mohammed bin Salman heads to Silicon Valley, a valley where Saudi Prince Al-Walid no longer held superiority. Mohammed bin Salman tours Silicon Valley, March 20th, 2018. With the takedown of puppeteer Al-Walid, Crown Prince bin Salman goes on a Trump-approved submission trip to all the CEOs formerly owned and controlled by the Saudi Arabia side of the pyramid: Google, Apple, Twitter, Facebook, Microsoft. Donald Trump has set the chess table properly by assembling a worldwide task force that would essentially team up with the U.S. military to drain the swamp. As Mohammed bin Salman set Silicon Valley straight, Trump came back to the White House and got busy. From January to December of 2018, Donald Trump would publish 37 executive orders, from Executive Order 13820 to Executive Order 13856. The most important order would be 13848. We'll get to that very soon. Trump invites Macron to the White House. Macron is married to one of the deep state, and he worked for the Rothschilds. Yet, he completely submitted to Trump in these photos. Trump has it all. And these leaders are being tasked with cleaning up their deep states, or Trump will declass it all. The Queen submits. July 14th, 2018. The Queen submitted to Trump when she allowed him to walk in front of her during a review of her honor guard. Then, she placed Trump under her sigil in the center position. Then she had him sit in Winston Churchill's chair. Total submission photos. As Trump continues on his global submission tour, he visits Norway to meet Putin. July 25th, 2018. In that famous summit, Putin throws Trump a soccer ball and says, "The ball is in your court." Absolute submission. The entire world is playing ball now.
Okay. So, what's the next one? Is it 4105 or are we at 4623 now? I don't know which one. Okay. Yeah, if you want to get that one ready and then pause it at the 4930, I want to read the charges against John of God, supposedly John of God. Yeah, but as you can see, as this progresses, he's going to all the different countries, and there'll be more. So if you want to start that part, please.
Now for the most important executive order, 13848, September 12th, 2018. Election interference. It was written 2 months before any election under Donald Trump. It's current and active till September 2024. That's right. Joe Biden has extended this executive order. This is a clue that the president is acting under Commander-in-Chief. This executive order traps all governors, attorneys, generals, secretary of states, judges, and lawyers for not upholding and implying and enforcing the law. Executive Order 13848 carries a national emergency within it. Keep in mind, this was signed 2 months before any election under Donald Trump. It was 2 years before the presidential election of 2020 and 2 months before the midterms, meaning the only evidence of voter fraud was 2016 and prior. This explains why the Hillary camp the DNC, and the Mockingbird media all sang the same tune, Trump won't win. Executive Order 13848 specifically says, although there has been no evidence of a foreign power altering the outcome or vote tabulation in any United States election, foreign powers have historically sought to exploit America's free and open political system. Executive Order 13848 defines who it isn't referring to. Therefore, it defines who it is. If not foreign, it's domestic. It's referring to the Washington establishment. It's referring to the deep state, the cabal, the swamp. Trump now takes the capitulation tour to South America, Argentina, November 29th, 2018. Trump corrals all the global bankers together and forces their submission. Then, Trump walks off stage, leaving the Argentinian president all alone, showing Argentina's submission to Trump. Argentina is a trafficking hideout. It's why the Obamas frequently visit. 3 weeks later, Trump invites Brazil's Bolsonaro to the White House. March 19th, 2019. Trump welcomes a new friend to the table when Brazil elects their version of Trump with Bolsonaro as president. Many see the submission with his hands clasped, and quickly after his visit, Bolsonaro arrests Oprah's best friend, then accused trafficker, now guilty, John of God.
Okay, Oprah Winfrey's former spiritual healer was sentenced to 99 years in prison after being found guilty of heinous crimes, including rape and abuse of over 600 women and young girls. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. I didn't make it clear.
I watched the fire that grew so low.
Theresa May, May 24th, 2019. Remember when Theresa May cried and resigned to allow Boris Johnson, who's a Trump supporter, to take over as Prime Minister of England? May owes her life to Trump. Intel hinted that Trump alerted May to a hit on her by the deep state.
So much to be optimistic about. I will shortly leave the job that it has been the honor of my life to hold. The second female prime minister, but certainly not the last. I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
She's crying because they were going to kill her, and she was saved by Trump. Space Force, established December 20th, 2019. The U.S. Space Force is responsible for organizing, training, and equipping Guardians to conduct global space operations that enhance the way our joint and coalition forces fight, while also offering decision makers military options to achieve national objectives. Enhance the way our joint and coalition forces fight? This sounds like the branch of the military responsible for worldwide military operatives. Certainly something that was established on Trump's capitulation tour. It's key to note that Russia was the first nation to have a space force, and the Russians are known for gathering intel. It is said that Space Force was active in collecting all the election fraud that occurred during the 2020 election. After the onslaught of attempted indictments on Trump, there is now a leg to stand on legally for Trump to showcase the data they have that proves the election was rigged. Before Trump ends his international visits, he heads to India. Trump visits India, February 25th, 2020. Trump now turns his focus to India. Their leader Modi submits publicly to Trump with these hugs. He also clasped his hands together in this photo to show his hands were tied as he submitted. These comms are important to note, and they're very symbolic. Trump was greeted with a stadium of 100,000 Indians chanting,
Namaste Trump! Namaste Trump! Namaste Trump!
Trump ends his international visits with India and immediately focuses on the battlefront back home. This is when the deep state released their Ukrainian bioweapon.
Okay. Glenn Greenwald in Brazil, and I've made this point before and I'm going to make it again. He and his little cadre found Ed Snowden and his broken legs and his three laptops, and 17 intel agencies couldn't find him in Hong Kong. Very strange. But he is a queer Jew, and the Intercept that he helped start, they pushed him out of. And this is just another example of this duplicity of the Jews. His main mission, I think, was there in Brazil to bring about more sodomite action, okay? They had to, and you can see that wherever anyone from this country is going now, that's the explicit purpose, is this queerdom, this deviant sexual behavior that is a eugenics ploy, actually, as well as being satanic. But his young husband or whatever has died now. And but I just like to make that point, because people, you know, tend to, there again, put someone before God, you know, oh, this is a good one. Well, no, they're another person just like you, and you know you're a sinner, so you know they are too. And if we have time, we'll get started on this next bit there, Sam, and it'll take us then into the next hour too. Thank you.
COVID-19, March 13th, 2020. Chaos and division equals power acquisition. COVID was a biological chemical attack. It was going to be used with Hillary as president. They created a problem they already had a solution to. When you know Bush Jr. wrote presidential directives for federal continuity, and even more damning, when you apply that Obama wrote an executive order in 2009 that specifically says, establishing federal capability for the timely provision of medical countermeasures following a biological attack. Along with mainstream news sources, Bill Gates talking about pandemics and vaccines in 2012, it's very easy to see what was going to happen. How it happened is what you need to understand. The military and World Alliance of Generals gave all the Washington establishment via Congress the chance to do what was right for humanity, but they didn't. They had their rats in Ukraine relinquish these attacks. It wasn't China. There's multiple cities in Ukraine where biochemical labs are, those that Russia's bombing, with the name China attached to the Ukrainian spelling. It all ties in and makes sense when you apply the timelines and facts. On March 13th, 2020, Trump declared a nationwide emergency under the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act, authorizing assistance administered by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, the first known instance of FEMA serving in such a role for a public health incident. So, Russia is just annihilating and bombing Ukraine for no reason, or just because they want their land back? And that requires this kind of list from your taxpayer money? It doesn't make sense. Instead, if you flip the scenario and apply the facts, it makes plenty sense. Obama wrote three executive orders for Ukraine in 2014. VP Biden made 7 trips in 7 months to Ukraine in 2014. In 2014, there was not a traditional election held in March. It was called a snap election when Poroshenko won the first round and there wasn't a second. Obama congratulated him 2 days after that election. Ukraine broke the CIS treaty in 2018 with Russia. Putin hands the soccer ball to Commander-in-Chief Trump in 2018. Russia doesn't participate in the World Cup 2022. Not participating in one of their most loved sports? The soccer ball represents The ball is in your court, Mr. President. You tell me what you want me to do. Commander-in-Chief Trump never started any wars. He got Russia to bomb these Nazi-ran biochemical labs. The only Ukrainians fighting in Russia are Nazi soldiers, defending these biochemical labs that the United States criminals were funding. Clinton, Bush Jr., Obama, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, Mitt Romney, and the list goes on. Hunter Biden is now under serious investigation. Pause for 1 second and realize that the majority of what you see coming from the mainstream is actually military controlled. The same time Hunter is being investigated is the same time Trump is being indicted, which is the perfect setup for all red pills to fall like rain at the same time. Luckily, COVID wasn't as bad, as they've skewed the numbers, and the majority of those vaccines were saline. The military knew what was going on and did everything to prevent as much as they could. The rest of it is to wake us up. It wasn't fun for anyone. This is war, and it's up to you to understand who's who and the blueprint. Just think back to friends and family members who are so distant from your point of view that are now getting closer to it by simply observing the sheer fuckery of the last 2 years. The Fed submitted. March 15th, 2020. During COVID, the Federal Reserve took a back seat to the Trump-controlled Treasury Department for the first time in 100 years. The Fed submitted and paid out all liquidity while our Treasury secured the assets. It used to be the other way around. Fast forward to a glimpse of today and the Federal Reserve has gone bankrupt. New financial systems are being created, the dollar is failing, and will die fairly soon.
Here's the G7, a group of seven of the world's advanced economies, including the US, UK, and Japan. And here's what some call the alternative from the developing world, the BRICS.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.